Blinn College Basketball is on the air. Today's broadcast of the Blinn Buccaneers basketball game versus Coastal Bend is brought to you by the Burnham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, with the tonight's pregame show after the Sports Friends.
It's your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1150. 58 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
In conference play, meanwhile, the Coastal Bend Cougars, they are 10-9 overall and 1-7 in conference play. As we look at the standings for the Region 14 South Zone, the current front runner is Lee College. They're out of Baytown. In case you didn't know, they're 17-2 overall, 8-1. Then comes Blinn. Right after Blinn is Angelina College. They're 13-6. So in 4-4. So they're like a half game behind Blinn. Meanwhile, fourth place is Lamar State Port Arthur. They are 10-7 overall, 3-5 in conference play. Then Coastal Bend, and then Victoria. Victoria is struggling this year, 4-13 overall, 1-7 in district. And then Jacksonville, 6-13 overall, and they're 1-8 in conference. We take a look at the Region 14 North standings. Right now, they've got a tie for first there between Panola and Trinity Valley. Both teams 7-1 in conference play, and they're both 16-3 overall. And then right behind them is Tyler at 13-5 and 5-3 in conference. And Paris, 13-6 overall, 5-3 in conference. And then you have Navarro, who's 11-7 overall, 4-4 in conference. And Kilgore, 14-5 overall, 4-4 in conference. And Bossier Parish bringing up the rear. They're 9-9 overall, 2-5 in conference play. Bucks have bounced back. They started off. They were going good in conference play until they ran into a buzzsaw right when they got back from the Christmas break. They had to get... it was Trinity Valley, Tyler, and Panola, the top three teams in the North Zone, all three back-to-back and lost all three of those games. Otherwise, you take that out, and they're 4-1 in conference play, and they've done well against the teams in the South Zone. And so now we've got to take care of business once again here tonight against Coastal Bend. We'll take a look at more of this matchup, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from the Brenham Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
And we welcome you back to the Cruzy Center here at Blinn College. Doug Brown with you on this Wednesday evening as the Blinn Buccaneers getting set to take on the Coastal Bend Cougars. Well, now we got some folks starting to file in here tonight, braving the rain to come out and root the Buccaneers on to victory here this evening. Because usually, for those of you that haven't been here since they opened the Cruzy Center, usually on Wednesday nights, the students pack this place, and it's standing room only, literally all around the facility. But like we said, due to the rain conditions, a lot of folks staying in, and probably wisely so. But hey, if you're stuck at home or stuck in your dorm room, glad you could tune in with us here on KWHI 1280 AM, 101.7 FM, and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Leg two of a busy broadcast week. Of course, had a big win for the Brenham Cubettes last night, and then we're here with Blinn men's basketball tonight. We'll have Brenham Cup basketball Friday night, and then fingers crossed, weather permitting, we are scheduled to do the Blinn Buccaneer baseball team home opener on Saturday afternoon. Now, I say fingers crossed because there's, while it's supposed to clear out of here tomorrow, there's a 50-50 shot of more rain on Friday. And with all the rain that Leroy Dreyer Field's taken for the first 3 days this week, you got to wonder what we'll be closely monitoring, what kind of shape the field will be in for Saturday's game. But if it's a go, we will have baseball in January. How about that? Well, football season is almost over, so it's about time for baseball to start rolling around. But we'll get to that later. Right now, we're focused on basketball here tonight. And for the Blinn Buccaneers, they are, as we said, 13-5 overall, 4-3 in conference play. And here at the Cruzy Center, they have been dominating at home this year, 9-1 in this facility. And let's see, that only loss was to Tyler Junior College, the game against Tyler. That was the only loss here during the season. And from what we understood, they got hosed in that one. if I remember correctly, because Dean did that game, and he was telling me they had Blinn had a chance to tie it. It was 65-62. Referee calls an illegal screen with 1.6 seconds left. And Blinn turns the ball over, and they don't get it back to be able to try to at least put up a potential tying three-pointer. So unfortunate there. But nevertheless, they've still had a great run here in the Cruzy Center and looking to continue on that tonight. And we're just about set for our player introduction as well as our opening tip-off and also the our national anthem. Coastal Bend out on the court doing their warm-ups. The Bucks, we're out here. Went back to the locker room for one last quick word from Hall of Fame coach Scott Schumacher. And then they're going to be ready to head out here and get this one underway. And so we'll be, as we said, we're here tonight to bring this one to you. Glad you're with us. And in the meantime, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Our good buddy Reverend Randy Wells is here this evening, and so now I guess that means we can begin. As we welcome you back here to the Cruzy Center, Doug Brown with you. It's the Blinn Buccaneers taking on the Coastal Bend Cougars. And we're just about ready to get to the starting lineups with our public address announcer, Mr. Heath Bird, here this evening. And we'll also have our national anthem here as well from the gym. The Cougars under the direction of Brandon Martinez. And here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world famous Cruzy Center. Here on the beautiful campus of Bend College for a nice matchup between the Cougars of Coastal Bend and your Bend Buccaneers. Bend College and the National Junior College Athletic Association are committed to the ideas of good sportsmanship, safety, and fair play. We ask that all fans, coaches, and players show respect for the opposing team, game officials, and each other before, during, and after tonight's match. Persons caught throwing objects, participating in other acts in conflict with good sportsmanship, will be subject to ejection and prosecution. We will also be following the NJCAA rule regarding artificial noise makers. At no time will anyone be allowed to use bells, whistles, or electronically amplified noise makers. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise, remove all headgear, as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
And rise us through. And guard, a 6'1 sophomore from Brooklyn, New York, number 0, Jeremiah Anderson. And guard, a 5'10 sophomore from Houston, number 1, Taylor Hill. And guard, a 6'4 sophomore from Houston, number 4, Trayvon Swanger. And board, a 6'5 sophomore from Humboldt, number 5, Reese Allen. And at center, a 6'8 sophomore from Ryan, number 34, Sal Nissan. The head coach of the Cougars is Brandon Martinez.
There you have it, your starting lineup for the Blinn Buccaneers as we're set to get this one underway. Of course, looking at the lineup, you have Anthony Isaac, who's a freshman on the team. You have two guys that were part of the team last year, Messiah Gilliard and Jameen Charles. And then you have two transfers, Patrick Neal, who transferred to Blinn. He was at Prairie View last year. And then Jaden Johnson, who transferred. He was at Old Dominion last year, so good amount of experience out there. And it'll be Charles jumping center along with Sam Eason. And Bucks win the tip-off, and it's Patrick Neal with the basketball. He'll give it up to Jaden Johnson. Johnson working it back to Neal, trying to go inside to Charles. Charles drives the lane, puts up a shot, misses. Tip up and by Gilliard, and nothing happening. And so it'll be Coastal Bend basketball as we're just underway. They play two 20-minute halves here at the junior college men's level. And it's Caleb Hill with the basketball for the Cougars. He'll give it to Jeremiah Anderson. Anderson being guarded by Neal. Puts up the shot, rolls in for two, and the Cougars are on the board. And now Patrick Neal back the other way. Coach Schumacher on the sideline barking the play call. And they're working around to Johnson back. And now to Gilliard. Gilliard to Neal. Going inside to Isaac. Isaac puts up the shot, misses, but he's going to draw the foul. And let's see who the foul is on. That is Traylon Swazer, a sophomore for the Cougars out of Houston. That'll be the first team foul on the Cougars. And that's going to send Isaac to the line. Isaac, a freshman at Brooklyn, New York, Thomas Jefferson High School. And he misses the first opportunity. He's been one of the top scorers on the team. He originally started the season on the bench and has worked his way into the starting lineup. And he makes the second free throw and puts the Bucks on the board. And it's a 2-1 ball game with 18:53 left to go here in the first half. And Cougars working the ball up the court. It's Caleb Hill over to Jeremiah Anderson. And now they give it up to Reese Allen over back to Hill. Hill trying to go inside to Eason. Back out top. And jumper misses. Nice rebound there by Isaac. Isaac gets it up to Patrick Neal. Out to Jaden Johnson. Johnson thought about a three, but held up. And now they're going to work it around to Gilliard. And over to Jameen Charles. Back out to Isaac. Shot clock down to 10 seconds. Bucks got to get one off here. They're down to 7. And going inside to Charles. Charles got to put it up. 3 seconds left. And tipped in by Messiah Gilliard for 2. And it's 3-2 Buccaneers as on the other end, Coastal Bend tried to go for a pass, went out of bounds. It'll be Buccaneer basketball. And it's Anthony Isaac will throw it in. Now starting to see some more fans dribble in here. Late arriving crowd, but now starting to fill in. And they'll go outside. Bucks, Jaden Johnson. Back out, almost lost it. Neal was able to retrieve it over to Gilliard. And Isaac to Charles. Charles is going to put up the jumper, and he nailed it. Good shot there by Jameen. And that's now 5-2 Buccaneers here in the early going. We got 17:24 left here in the first half. Driving the lane is Anderson. Misses the shot. And we get a tie ball on the floor. And this will belong to Coastal Bend since Blinn won the opening tip-off. And inbounds pass over to Swazer. And they'll work the ball around inside, putting up the shot. In for 2 is Swazer. And it makes it a 5-4 ball game. Patrick Neal with the basketball over to Jaden Johnson. Johnson back out to Neal. And passes back to Johnson. Three-pointer. Rim rattler won't go. And a loose ball on the court recovered by the Cougars. And driving the lane is Anderson. Misses. And Nissan went up for the shot. And it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it went on Coastal Bend. By the way, as you're looking at your radio dial, Buccaneers going left to right, Cougars right to left here in the first half, and then it'll, of course, be reversed in the second half. Gilliard with the basketball out to Neal and over to Johnson. And Charles has the shot almost knocked. It was blocked, and now he gives it to Isaac. Isaac has his shot blocked. And now back the other way come the Cougars. They go inside to Allen. Allen puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Jameen Charles. Bucks now want to run with it. Neal drives. Now he's going to stop. And gives it up to Johnson. And pass back to Neal inside. Isaac puts up the shot, misses. And we're going to get a foul called. And foul is going to be called on Sam Eason, his first. And that is going to be a media timeout on the court with 15:55 left to go in the first half. Buccaneers lead Coastal Bend 5-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And we return you here to the Cruzy Center. Doug Brown with you on this Wednesday evening as the Blinn Buccaneers taking on the Coastal Bend Cougars. And as we said, that last foul was called on Sam Eason. He's a sophomore at Bryan High School. And so that'll put St. Anthony Isaac to the free throw line. He was 1-for-2 his first go around. And this time Isaac clanks the first one. And now let's see what he can do here on this attempt. And he nails the second one. So Isaac 2-for-4 from the line. And that increases the blend lead to 6-to-4. And Cougars want to run with it. Swazer up, drives the lane, up and in for two. Swazer now with 4 points. And it's 6-to-6. Neal now with the basketball for the Bucks. Going inside, Drayshawn Knights checked into the game for Charles. And stolen away by Jeremiah Anderson. Now Cougars going to stop and set their offense. Looking to see if any other changes, but no, that's the only other change thus far is Knight in for Charles. And three-pointer attempt by Hill misses. And a rebound by Isaac. He'll get it up ahead to Neal. Neal drives, gives it back to charging Isaac, up and in for two. And Anthony Isaac now with 4 points. And it's 8-to-6 Buccaneers. 15 minutes left to go here in the first half. And Anderson with the basketball. Gives it up to Swazer. Back to, this time it's Hill. And back driving is Swazer. Puts up the shot and misses. And we're going to get a foul call. I didn't see Nick Folk has checked in now for the Bucks. And for Folk, that's his first foul. Folk, a sophomore transferred to Blinn from St. Francis College. He is from originally from Sheepshed Bay, New York. And he misses the first opportunity. And this is Traylon Swazer, by the way, at the line for Cougars. He's a sophomore from Houston. And he makes the second one. So Swazer now with 5 of the 7 points for Coastal Bend as the Bucks have the basketball. Isaac over to Gilliard, over to Folk. Back to Neal. Neal drives back out. Folk wide open, three-pointer attempt misses. And coming away with a rebound of the Cougars. They want to run with it. And Anderson puts up the shot and misses. Rebound by Neal. Now the Bucks going to try to see if they could give him a taste of their own medicine. Gilliard the other way. Puts up the shot, and it's out of bounds. And so Cougars working the ball up the court. Anderson drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. Actually, that was Hill with the basketball. So Caleb Hill, his first points. And then we'll give the ball back to the Buccaneers. Folk over to Neal. And to Gilliard. Gilliard puts up the shot and misses. And it was tipped up and in. I thought so. Anthony Isaac with another basket. That gives him 6 points. And Bucks lead 10-9. We got 13:35 left to play here in the first half. And Swazer with the basketball gives it up to Reese Allen. Allen drives, puts up the shot, and it's slammed home by Sam Eason. And that'll make it 11-10. Coastal Bend with their first lead of the night. Falk with the basketball, being guarded heavily there by Anderson. He'll give it up to Neal. Neal back out to Gilliard. Gilliard out to Neal and over to Folk. Folk going for three and lost control of the ball. And he's going to turn over to Coastal Bend. And coming in for the bucket, Jaden Johnson checking back in. And we're going to get our first look at Reese Miller. Miller, a 6'4 freshman from Round Rock, and he transferred to Blinn from Abilene Christian. 3-point specialist. That gives them a little more firepower on offense. And actually, the kids played pretty good on defense, too, this season as well. And we're going to get substitution. Keegan Moncrief checking in for Cougars. He is a freshman out of Monroe, Louisiana. And so Cougars with the basketball. Trying to go inside. Shot put up by Swazer. And we're going to get a whistle.
Foul on number 22, Nick Volk.
That'll be a foul on Volk, and that'll be his second. And Swazer will go to the line. And he makes the first free throw. And with the two fouls, then Folk will have to sit down. Sky Mosley coming in. He is a sophomore out of Spring, Texas. And he misses the second free throw, but it's rebounded by Anderson. And so Cougars maintain possession of the basketball. They got 12:40 left to go here in the first half. And Coastal Bend almost doing almost like a Harlem Globetrotter bob and weave. And rebound by Reese Miller off the missed shot. Johnson now with the basketball. Gives it out to Miller. Miller goes inside to Isaac. Isaac driving. Puts up the shot and misses the jump hook. Knight went for the rebound, and I think they're going to get him for a foul on Allen. And Dreshawn Knight with his first foul. 13 foul on the Bucks. And Jameen Charles going to come in. Knight going to step back out. Coastal Bend leading this one 12-10. We're in the first half of play. Swazer looking for an open teammate. And Craig Snowden now with the basketball. He just checked in. Snowden driving on Miller. Passes back out to Anderson. Anderson trying to get around Johnson. Puts up the shot. Up and in for two. And going to get a foul call as well. They're going to call the foul on Johnson. And with that, we've got immediate timeout on the court. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear. It's Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 14-10. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And back we go here to the Cruzy Center, where it is the Coastal Bend Cougars leading the Blinn Buccaneers 14-10. We got 11:48 left to go in the first half, and the Cougars are going to be going to the line. It is Jeremiah Anderson to shoot the free throw. And he hits it. That'll give him 5 points. And it's now 15-10. Coastal Bend leading the Buccaneers by five. And up ahead to Miller, to Isaac. Isaac puts up the shot and misses. And rebound by the Cougars. I'll tell you what, this Coastal Bend team, they've been really scrappy here in the first half. And it's Snowden with the basketball. Snowden going to fire up a three, and he hit it, nothing but net. Snowden, a freshman out of Loganville, Georgia. And now the Bucks with the basketball over to Miller and to Isaac. Charles being double-teamed. Back out to Johnson. And Johnson going to turn around, jumper, misses the shot, but he does draw a foul on the Cougars. That'll be on Anderson. That'll be his first. And so Johnson now going to get a chance to see if we can break this streak here. Bucks trailing now 18-10. They've been sitting on that 10 points for a while now. And it, nothing but net on the free throw there. Yeah, they'll get one more chance. And he nails them both. Good technique there on those free throws by Jaden Johnson. It's now 18-12. Bucks have cut the lead down to 6 points. And let's see if they can get a stop here and get cutting that lead a little bit more. Cougars with the basketball. Allen, top of the key, over to Anderson. Anderson fires up a three, misses, and Isaac comes away with a rebound. He'll get it up ahead to Johnson. Now Patrick Neal is back in the game. Drives the lane, puts up the shot. Won't go, but he's going to get a foul.
Foul on Reese Allen.
That'll be on Reese Allen, his first.
Patrick Neal at the line, shoot two.
And so now Patrick Neal going to the line. And he misses the first one. Neil, as we said, he's a sophomore out of Houston and transferred to Blinn from Prairie View A&M. And nails the second one. So it cuts it to a 5-point lead now with 10:21 left to go here in the first half. And Cougars working the ball up the court. Chase Jones in the game now. And Jones will get the ball up to Ryan Moore, who's also in the game. So both teams starting to empty their benches now. And Moore going to fire up a three, and he nailed it. That makes it now 21-13. Bucks trailing by Charles. As the ball knocked out of his hands, and Cougars want to run with it. And driving the lane is Hill, passes the ball off, and a slam dunk by Keegan Moncrief, and he's on the board, and it's 23-13. Yeah, we got a top. The Cougars leading the Buccaneers by 10 points. And do we have a timeout here? I guess now they're trying to figure out, is this a 30-second or a one-minute time? I think this is only going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll just... And they are calling a full timeout, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And back we go, and it is Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 23-13. And a foul was called on Chase Jones. And so now the Bucks with the basketball. And Neal drives the lane, gives it up to Charles, misses the shot. But they're going to call another foul on Coastal Bend. And that'll sit. That's on Caleb Hill. That'll be his first, and that'll send Jameen Charles to the free throw line. Now the referee's conferring. That's. Oh, they've changed it now. It's going to be on Snowden instead of. It's going to be on Snowden instead of Hill. So Snowden, that'll be his first. And Jameen Charles hits the free throw. Now let's see if he can knock this next one down. And he missed the second one. So it's 20. Coastal Bend leads 23-14. We've got 8:55 left to go here in the first half. Cougars with a basketball. And it's Ryan Moore going for three. Rim rattler won't go. And Charles comes away with a rebound up ahead. Patrick Neal. Neal over to Gilliard. Gilliard drives it up and in for two. And Messiah Gilliard now with 4 points in the game. And that cuts the Coastal Bend lead to 23-16. Now let's see if Bucks get another stop here. Hill with the basketball over to Moore. And Moore around to Jones. Back out to Moore and over to Hill. Hill being guarded by Gilliard. And he's going to go inside. And Anderson puts up the three and he hit it. Oh, no, that was Snowden that hit that. Okay. And so it gives Snowden 6 points. And it's back up to a 10-point lead, 26-16, Coastal Bend. Miller out to Neal. Now Patrick Neal going to fire up a three. He misses. Jameen Charles with a rebound. Charles puts it up, misses. And that one's going to go out of bounds, but it's still Buccaneer basketball. And we have another media timeout on the floor. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
All right, back we go here to the Cruzy Center. 7:35 left to go in the first half. Coastal Bend leading the Buccaneers 26-16. It's Miller with the basketball over to Gilliard. Gilliard to Isaac. Isaac drives the lane, lays it up and in for two. And Anthony Isaac with 8 points to lead the Buccaneers. Cougars back the other way. Anderson setting the offense. And he'll go to Moore. Moore back out to Anderson. Anderson drives back out to Moore. Moore fires up a three and nothing but net. And 6 points now for Moore. And makes it an 11-point game, 29-18, Coastal Bend. Isaac driving the lane, puts up the shot, and going to get a foul called against the Cougars. That's going to be on Moncrief. That'll be his first. And Isaac once again will go to the free throw line. Try to cut into the lead. Clock has stopped with 6:47 left to go until halftime. And time is called. Waiting for a towel. Somebody come out with a towel. A little too much sweat getting loose down there on the court and having to wipe it up. Now they got one of the trainers coming out with a sweeper. They have to do that every once in a while. And so Isaac now with a chance to try to cut into that lead. Right now Coastal Bend leading 29-18. And he misses the first one. Well, if he can hit this next one, he can at least get it back down to a 10-point game. And Sam Eason checking back into the game. And Isaac hits the second one. And so that'll give him 9 points in the game. And we're back to a 10-point deficit. Coastal Bend leading 29-19. And Cougars with the basketball over to Anderson. And back to Swazer. And Hill back to Anderson going inside. Ball stolen away by Gilliard. Gilliard back the other way. Going to drive the lane. Puts up the shot. Misses, but he's going to draw a foul. And that should be the first one, Caleb Hill. And so that'll send Messiah Gilliard to the line. Gilliard, in his second season with the Bucks, he is a sophomore out of Brooklyn, New York. He's also been the team's leading scorer this year, averaging 13 points a game. And he misses the first one. Bucks look like they're doing about 50-50 on free throws so far tonight. And this time he misses them both. And so still a 10-point game. And Cougars with the basketball. Anderson going inside. And Allen puts up the shot, misses. Gilliard with a rebound up ahead to Neal. Patrick Neal trying to drive the lane, passes the ball back out. And Nick Folk is back in, gives it up to Isaac. Isaac tries to tip it in. Two tips, doesn't get it to fall. Man, do we need to check that rim for saran wrap or what? And out of bounds, it'll be Cougar basketball. 5:45 left to go here in the first half. Cougars working the ball up the court and going inside. Swazer puts up the shot, up and in for two. And trailing Swazer with 8 points. And it's now 31 to 19, Coastal Bend. And out to Gilliard inside. Charles loses the basketball. And trying to go inside, knocked away. Good defense there by Nick Folt. If he doesn't knock that away, Allen's got a wide open look at the basket. And Coach Schumacher now calling the timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout as well, so we'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittain Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And back we go here. And it is 5:07 left to play here in the first half. And it's Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 31-19. Cougars with the basketball inside. Isan trying to find it. He gets the ball knocked away out of bounds. And it's going to be Buccaneer basketball. Good defense there by the Bucs. They play good defense. They just offensively have not been able to get any of their shots to fall here in the first half. And working the ball around the court. Gilliard puts up the shot, misses. Cougars with the rebound. Trying to drive, puts up the shot. Rim rattler won't go. That was Allen with a shot and a foul call on the Bucks. That'll be on Anthony Isaac, his first. And this is the first one. Reese Allen at the line. And looks like Isaac's going to come out. Johnson's going to check back in. And Allen makes the second one. And we got 4:15 left to play here in the first half. Coastal Bend leading the Buccaneers 32-19. Folk inside to Gilliard. Now Neal working around out to Johnson. Johnson to Charles. Charles going to put up the shot and misses. And Gilliard unable to get the rebound. Outnumbered under the rim there, 3-1, and it's the Cougars that come up with it. And putting up the shot is Anderson, and tipped up and in, that is Allen, and that'll make it 34-19. Neal over to Johnson, back to Neal, and over to Falk, inside to Gilliard. Gilliard drives, puts up the shot, misses. And loose ball on the court. Who's going to come up with it? It's Gilliard. And going to get a jump ball here. And it looks like it's going to stumble onto the Buccaneers. Clock stops with 3:21 left to go until halftime. Coastal Bend with a 15-point lead, 34-19. And we do have another media timeout. I think this is the last one of the half. So we'll send it back to the studios, and let's hear another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center,
quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And we are back here. And it is, we're in the first half of play. Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 34-19. We got 3:21 left to go until halftime. Bucks off to a slow start here tonight. And looks like Folk is going to come out, and Isaac's going to come back in. So the Bucks have got all five of their starters back in the game. And inbound pass to Anthony Isaac. Isaac driving the lane, puts up the shot and misses. Charles trying to get it, and he's out-rebounded by Isan. And back the other way go the Cougars. Anderson trying to set the offense, letting the clock run a little bit as we're down to 2:53 left to go until the half. And inside pass, stolen away by the Bucks. Isaac gives to Neal. Neal drives up and in for two. Patrick Neal now with 3 points. And that makes it 34-21. Bucks need to get another stop here and go on a run. Misses shot. Rebound by Anthony Isaac. Isaac gives it up to Johnson. The ball knocked away by Swazer. And it's going to be out of bounds. Buck basketball. And it looks like Reese Miller going to check in and Johnson going to come out. And now, time stop. They had to wipe the court down. And get my buddy Joe Alberico, the sports guy here at Blinn, to wipe it down. And working around, Reese Miller wide open for three, and Miller knocks it down. We just get him a hug. He can close that gap in a hurry. And down to a 10-point gap. It's Coastal Bend leading 34-24 over the Buccaneers. With a minute 58 left to go until halftime. And out to Hill. He'll thought about a three. Gilliard right there in his face. And he will pull it down. Going to Isan. Isan puts up a jump hook. Misses. And a rebound by Jameen Charles. Now Bucks can get single digits here. If they can get a shot off. Neal puts it up, misses, rebound. It's going to end up in the hands of Anderson. And fast break by the Cougars. Hill drives the lane, misses the shot. Isaac comes away with it. And Isaac back the other way, gives it to Patrick Neal. Neal up and in for two. And Patrick Neal now with 5 points, and we cut it to an 8-point deficit, 34-26. 1:10 left to play here in the first half. And Anderson, top of the key, going to drive, puts up the shot, hits it, and going to draw a foul. Anderson hit the shot, and it's on Neal. That'll be Neal's first, and that'll put it back to a 10-point game. Swayzer's going to come back in, and as is Moncrief, and now Johnson coming back in. And he hit the free throw to make an 11-point game. It's now 37-26. Got 45 seconds left to go here in the first half. Miller out to Johnson. Over to Isaac and out to Miller. Miller for three, misses. And a rebound by Anderson. So they work the ball up the court. They can work a lot out of this. And Buck should get one more shot, but they got to hurry up and get a stop here. About a five-second difference from the game clock and the shot clock. Down to 13 seconds. Puts up the shot. Up and in for two is Anderson. He's got 10 points, and now the Bucks can get the last shot. Jaden Johnson up and in for two. And that is the end of the first half of play. And our score, it's the Coastal Bend Cougars 39 and the Blinn Buccaneers 28. And so Bucks got their work cut out for them in the second half as Coastal Bend's come ready to play. And so we'll see what we can do here at the half. Meanwhile, they'll head into the locker room. And we will send you back to the station, and we'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market. 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
And back we go here. We're at the half, and it's Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 38-28. Not the start that the Bucks, I think, were hoping for. And so they've got some work to do in the second half. Now let's take a look at our halftime statistics. And for the Cougars, their leading scorer is Jeremiah Anderson. He's got 10 points. Also, Traylon Swayzer, he's got 8 points. And they have Ryan Moore and Craig Snowden with 6 points each. Reese Allen with 3 points. And Keegan Moncrief, Caleb Hill, and Sam Eason with 2 points apiece. If you look at the foul situation, they've got a bunch of guys with just one foul, but nobody with two, so nobody really in any foul trouble there for the Cougars. And for the Bucks, the leading scorer is Anthony Isaac. He's got 9 points. And then you have Patrick Neal. He's got 5. Jaden Johnson and Messiah Gilliard with 4 points each. And Reese Miller and Jameen Charles with 3 points each. As far as fouls go, Nick Folk has 2. And then just four other guys with one foul each, so not really a big deal there as far as fouls go. But Buccaneers in the second half, they got to find some offense from somewhere, otherwise they might be staring at an upset here tonight. Just really did not shoot the ball the first half, and well, of course too with Coastal Bend fouling so much, it kind of wondered if it maybe threw their rhythm off a little bit, and so that's helped the Cougars out as well, because the Bucks not really shot the ball well from the free throw line also tonight, as we are here at the Cruzy Center. We've got more fans filing in here at the half. We've got some late arrivals. Just trying to root the Bucks on to victory here this evening. And I guess, well, haven't been outside. Doesn't look like it's pouring the way it had been earlier today. But in the meantime, this is the start of a busy broadcast week, or the continuance of a busy broadcast week here at KWHI. Coming up Friday night, I will be over at the Brenham High School gym as the Brenham Cubs take on Lake Creek. And that'll be a 6:30 start time, 6:15 pregame. And then Saturday afternoon, of course, this is weather permitting. And with the way the weather has been this week, that's a big weather permitting. Blinn Buccaneer baseball team is scheduled to have their first game of the season as they play a doubleheader with Temple College. And that one's scheduled for a 1 o'clock start time at Leroy Dreyer Field. We'll keep you up to date on that because, well, you know, pretty much it's no secret about all the rain we've gotten here in Washington County this week. And, tomorrow's supposed to be pretty nice. Friday afternoon is supposed to be another 50-50 shot of more showers and thunderstorms. And I don't know how, even though Leroy Dreyer Field traditionally does drain pretty well, I don't know with all we received how much more rainfall that they could take. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But fingers crossed that we're able to get it in. And the start of our baseball and softball coverage. But right now, we still got some unfinished business with basketball. In case you're just tuning in, Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 38-28 at the half. And we'll be back with more from the Cruzy Center. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our Brenham sports friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf,
off, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go here. We are at the half where it is the Coastal Bend Cougars leading the Blinn Buccaneers. We had a correction on the score. It's actually 39-28. The scorekeepers went back and double-checked, and they missed one when they were doing the scoreboard. So the Cougars actually up by 11. And I'd like to have been a fly on the wall. I'm sure Coach Schumacher, not a happy camper in that locker room at the half. And so hopefully get the guys to turn things around here. And let's hope for a better second half as they've come out of the locker room hitting the court. We're so glad you could be with us here on this Wednesday night. And if you're looking for some excitement, eh, Blinn Buccaneer basketball, we've still got several games left, and you can usually catch us here at the Cruzy Center on Wednesday nights and Saturday afternoons. Check out the schedule at BuccaneerSports.com. And it's also, oh, and I just got a note from my buddy Brandon Coleman, who's the assistant athletic director here at Blinn, that the Blinn softball team, they were supposed to go to Galveston Friday and Saturday for the Island Invitational, and that one has been canceled due to the rainfall down there along the coast. Apparently they've got it just as bad as we have, so they've called that one off. And so the Buccaneers softball team will wait until next week to get it underway. In the meantime, we're just about ready for the start of the second half of play. We're going to take one more break. This time, though, let's just do 60 seconds from the Sports Fringe.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And back we go here as we get set to start the second half of play. Coastal Bend Cougars leading the Blinn Buccaneers 39-28. Doug Brown with you here on this Wednesday evening on KWHI, 1280 AM, 101.7 FM, and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And coaches for the respective teams, Scott Schumacher for the Bucs and Brandon Martinez for the Cougars, giving last-minute instructions before we get the second half started. Clock ticking down here. And Cougars will get the ball to start the second half. Bucks got to find a way to slow them down. And also an interesting call here for the Bucks. Reese Miller is going to get the start here in the second half instead of Jaden Johnson. And so here we go. And Reese Allen puts up the shot, up and in for two, and it makes it 41-28. Coastal Bend draws first blood here in the second half. And now Gilliard with the basketball over to Neal, over to Miller. Inside, Isaac drives the lane, misses the shot, and is going to get a foul instead. And that is going to be on Reese Allen. That'll be his second. And so Isaac will go to the free throw line. And he hits the first one. That'll give him 10 points in the game. And he misses the second one. Coming down with it is Swazer. He'll give it up to Anderson. Working the ball around. Back out to Anderson. Driving the lane, putting up the shot, up and in for two is Hill. And Caleb Hill now with 4 points. Makes it 43-29. Coastal Bend up by 14. Miller out to Neal, over to Gilliard. Back out to Neal. Neal drives, got away with a travel, but he put it up and in for two. And 7 points now for Neal. Cougars top of the key. And Hill fires up a three, and he hit it. Caleb Hill now with 7 points. And outside, Miller drives the lane, fires it up and in for two. Reese Miller now with 5 points. And makes it 46-33. Bucks need to get some stops, though. They're too many wide-open buckets. And just like that, Hill fires up a three, and he nails another one. And that increases the lead to 16. It's 49-33. And Gilliard drives, has the shot blocked by Eason. And Cougars with the basketball. And so far, Coach Martinez's game plan for the Bucks has worked perfect, or for the Cougars against the Bucks has worked perfectly. And Hill with the basketball, gonna drive, pass the ball. Oh, it's intercepted by Gilliard. Up ahead to Isaac. Isaac gonna slam it home! And that'll give Isaac 12 points. Cuts the lead now down to 14. Like to see that hopefully get some fire in the Bucks and get us started on a run. And Eason, jump hook, up and in. They just can't miss right now. As the great Kenny Mayne used to say when he was on ESPN, they are in fuego. And Reese Miller fires up a three, misses, and a rebound by Eason. It's now 51-35. Coastal Bend leading the Buccaneers. 16:33 left to go in the game. And driving the lane up and in for two is Hill. Hill now with 12 points. And they go around to Miller, inside to Isaac. Isaac drives the lane, passes back out to Neal. Neal thought about a three and lost the ball as he was dribbling in. And loose ball on the court. And Isaac and Gilliard and Swazer. And we got a foul called, but who's it against? Well, we got immediate timeout on the court, and while they're doing that, we'll figure it out. It is going to be on Swayze. That'll be his second. And so we'll take a timeout and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And we are back to action. Clock stopped at an even 16 minutes left to go in the game. Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 53-35. Miller with the inbounds pass. That last foul was called on Trellin Swazer. And Patrick Neal with the basketball. Over to Jaden Johnson inside to Isaac. Anthony Isaac. Rim rattler won't go. And I mean, this is the Bucks have just, this is the worst I have ever seen them shoot in one game. I mean, they just have not been able to buy a basket tonight. And inbounds. Meanwhile, that was one of the rare misses by Coastal Bend by Caleb Hill. Over to Patrick Neal. Neal puts up the shot up and in for two. And that gives Neal 9 points in the game and makes it 53 to 37 now. As Allen works it over to Hill. Hill over to Swazer, back to Allen, and over to Anderson, and now back out, and Swazer puts the jumper up, misses, tipped up and in by Allen for two. Reese Allen now with 7 points, and it's 55-37, Coastal Bend in the lead, up to Jaden Johnson, Patrick Neal. Over to Miller and over to Jameen Charles. Back out to Neal. Bucks got 10 seconds on the shot clock to get it off. Johnson puts it up and he hit it. Jaden Johnson with 6 points now. 55-39. Coastal Bend with a 16-point lead. Bucks trying to fight back here. You got 14 minutes left to play and shot misses. Rebound, and Allen puts it up and in for two. Reese Allen now with 9 points. And inside, Isaac back out. Johnson. Johnson to Isaac. And over to Charles. Jameen puts it up and in for two. That gives Jameen 5 points in the game. And it's 57-41. Coastal Bend with a 16-point lead. And driving the lane. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Cougars. And it'll be Buccaneer basketball. And it looks like Messiah Gilliard's going to check back in, as is Dreshawn Knight. So Isaac and Charles will get a break. Patrick Neal bringing the ball up the court over to Miller. And over to Knight, back out to Neal. Neal over to Johnson inside, Gilliard. Out to Miller, inside to Knight, back over to Gilliard. Gilliard has the shot blocked, gets it back, up and in for two. And Gilliard now with 6 points. And a foul called. That's on Moncrief, and that's his second. And so Gilliard going to the free throw line. See if he can cut even further in that lead. And he hit it. And that'll make it 57-44. Bucks have cut it down to a 13-point lead. It was 18 at one point. Just got to keep picking away at it and getting some stops. Outside, and a three-pointer missing by Anderson. Bucks now with the basketball. Want to run with it. Neal drives the lane, puts the shot up, misses, but he's going to get a foul called against the Cougars. And foul's going to be called on Reese Allen. That'll be his third. And Neal will go to the free throw line. And Neal hits the first one. And misses the second one. But the Bucks have got it down to a 12-point game again. It's Coastal Bend 57, Blinn 45. With 12:28, plenty of time left on that clock. Coastal Bend's kind of gone into a cold spell here in the last couple of minutes. The Bucks got to take advantage of it. Inside over to Moncrief. Moncrief driving on Knight. Puts up the shot. And he hit it. Moncrief now with four. Bucks back the other way. And inside to Gilliard. Back out to Neal. And Patrick Neal puts up the shot. Misses. And we're going to get a whistle. And that's on Allen. That's his fourth. And we got immediate timeout on the court. Coastal Bend leads at 59-45. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sinel Schrader. Striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
All right, back we go. It is Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 59-45. We're in the second half of play. And it's going to be Buccaneer basketball underneath their own basket. Gilliard to throw it in. Gets it to Isaac. Out to Johnson. Johnson going to fire up a three, misses. Rebound by Gilliard. Gives it up to Isaac, and it's knocked out of bounds. Coach Schumacher wanting a foul call, but no such luck. They just ruled the Cougars knocked it out of bounds. And out to Johnson, over to Gilliard. Gilliard drives, baseline jumper is tipped up and in by Anthony Isaac. And that'll make it 59-47. Bucks trailing by 12 with 11:30 left to play. And Cougars working the ball up the court. Swazer goes inside to Snowden, up and in for two. Craig Snowden now with 8 points off the Cougar bench. Makes it 61-47. Johnson over to Neal. Over to Gilliard. Inside to Isaac. Isaac back out to Neal. Neal over to Charles. Charles jump hook up and in for two. And Jameen with 7 points now. Cougars with the basketball. And They're taking the time, milking that clock. Down to 8 seconds left to get a shot off. And they pass it off, a three-pointer misses. And rebound. And Anderson puts it up and in for two. Look at that Anderson. He's not the tallest guy on the court, but the guy just outworks everybody. And we're going to get a whistle. That's on Anderson. That'll be his second. And Anthony Isaac going to the line again. He's currently got 14 points for the Bucks. A chance to add to that. And he hits it. Miller's going to come in, and Johnson's going to take a break. And nails it. That'll cut it to a 12-point game again. It's Coastal Bend 63, Blinn 51. And for the Cougars, it's over to Anderson. Anderson inside to Swazer, back out top, three-pointer. And off the mark, that was Moore with a shot. Nice rebound there by Reese Miller. And Neal over to Miller. Inside to Isaac. Isaac back out. Miller for three. Missed. And a rebound by the Cougars. Cougars want to run with it. Anderson drives. Puts up the shot. Nice block there by Isaac. Bucks have got a 4-on-2 fast break. Gives it up to Neal. Neal. Shot is knocked out of bounds by Moncrief. And we're going to get a foul call. That's going to be on Swazer. That'll be his third. And it's a Patrick Neal now. We'll go to the line. And he misses the free throw. And nails the second one. And so that cuts it down to an 11-point game. With 9:10 left to go. 63-52. Cougars leading the Bucks, but Bucks trying to battle back here in the second half. And loose ball on the court, knocked away. And falling down is Anderson. And he's going to recover the ball, but call a timeout. And asking, is it a full or a... And Coach Schumacher, one clarification, is it a 30-second timeout or a full timeout? Referee's not being clear here. Yeah, one ref saying it's 30 and two others that are saying it's full. So it's like, what is it? I believe it's a 30-second timeout. I think what it is, it's a 30-second timeout, but it stretches to a media because I think it's the first... I think it's the first call timeout of the second half becomes a media timeout. You know, ever since they came out with these media timeout rules, it's just the only thing it succeeded at is confusing everybody. Because you know it's a bad rule when even the refs don't know what the rule is. Well, I know when I'm not doing the games on the radio here, I'm doing the PA here. And it's like, ever since they started doing this, every referee has a different interpretation. Every refereeing squad has a different interpretation of what the media timeout rule is. Nobody seems to can give us a consistent answer on that. And so it looks like it's going to be Cougar basketball. They got 2 seconds to get a shot off. And they do fire it up, and it's going to be short and go out of bounds. So it'll be Buccaneer basketball. 8:43 left to go in the game. Coastal Bend leading 63-52. Now the Bucks, if they can get sink one here, and get it back to single digits, which before the half didn't look all that like a shot, like a chance of that happening. And Miller fires up a three, and he hit it. Reese Miller with a big three-pointer. And that cuts it down to an eight-point game, 63-55. The lead was 18 at one point. And the Bucks now battling back here with 8:10 left to go. And Cougars throw the ball away. And now the Bucks get even closer here. Neal with the basketball. Miller over to Neal. Over to Gilliard. Back to Miller. Miller for three. Oh, he missed it. And Cougars with a rebound. Back to the top of the key. Anderson being guarded by Miller. Pass off to Hill, back to Anderson. Clock is down to five. Anderson puts up a three, and nothing but net. And that makes it back to an 11-point game again with 7:20 left to play. And over to Gilliard. Gilliard over to Neal. Neal back out to Miller. Miller going to fire up a three, misses. And a rebound by Moncrief. And Drayshawn Knight getting set to check in inside. Alley-oop as they left Moncrief wide open. And now back to a 13-point lead for Coastal Bend. 68-55 inside. Anthony Isaac. And Isaac going to get called for an offensive foul. That's his second. And so Coach Schumacher the media timeout on the court. And so we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And back we go here as the Cougars will inbound the ball. Coastal Bend leading the Blinn Buccaneers 68-55 with 6:30 left to go in the game. Jeremiah Anderson, top of the key for the Cougars. And Coastal Bend been working that shot clock down. And once again, getting it down under 10. Back out. Three-pointer misses. And a rebound by Neal. Neal back the other way. Gives it up to Gilliard. Gilliard inside to Knight. Knight with a jump hook. Up and in for two. And Drayshawn Knight with his first basket of the game. Makes it 68-57. Bucks still trailing by 11 here. Bucks need some stops and some points. And Anderson getting through, back out to Allen. Allen playing with four fouls. And Hill fires up a three, misses. And we get a whistle. That's going to be on foul on Messiah Gilliard, his first. Coastal Bend, I give them credit where credit is due tonight. They are not playing like a 1-7 team. They came in here and they have given Blinn everything they can handle. And we're going to get a whistle away from the ball. And Fallon's going to be on Anthony Isaac. That'll be his third. And Ryan Morta inbounds it for the Cougars. Over to Anderson. And to Moncrief. Back to Hill. Anderson drives, passes the ball out to Moore, over to Hill. Hill drives the lane. Shot clock violation on the Cougars. Is the ref going to bail him out? He is. The referee's going to Schumacher, and I agree with Coach Schumacher on this. He called the foul after the shot clock siren had went off. But it's going to be foul number four on Anthony Isaac. And that'll send Keegan Moncrief to the free throw line. And he misses the first one. He's going to get one more. Five minutes left to go in the game. Bucks trailing by 11. Make it 12 as he hits the second one. Moncrief with 7 points. Now Isan coming back in for the Cougars. Neal over to Gilliard. Back to Neal, around to Miller. Inside to Knight, over to Isaac. Isaac up and in for two. Anthony Isaac having a big game. He's got 18 points, and it's down to a 10-point lead. Yep. 4:30 left to play. And that's what's kind of hurting Blinn right now. Coastal Bend is waiting until the shot clock gets down to under 10 seconds before they even try to get the shot off. And they're eating up a lot of time in that process. Anderson back out. And they put the shot up and in for two. Jeremiah Anderson has been just deadly tonight for the Cougars. And it's 71-59. Miller thought about a three. Passes off to Neal. Over to Gilliard. Messiah Gilliard for three. And he hit it. And that'll give Gilliard 10 points in the game. And cuts it now to a 9-point lead, 71-62. Anderson being guarded by Miller. Down to 4 seconds. Pass the ball off. And the Bucks with the basketball. Gilliard up ahead to Neal. Neal drives up and in for two. Patrick Neal, and the lead is now down to 7 points, 71-64. Bucks going to call a timeout. And we're going to take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Thanks, Joe Dillon. And back we go here. We got 3:17 left to play. Bucks trailing Coastal Bend 71-64. And Bucks have actually outscored the Cougars 36-33 here in the second half. And now trying to close that gap even further. The Cougars with the basketball. Hill over to Anderson. Anderson back out to Moore. And they're just tossing it around now. Back out to Anderson. Anderson drives and ball knocked away. And who's going to end up with it? Ah, they're going to call a foul, I think, on Patrick Neal. It's a loose ball on the court. And for Neal, that's his second. And so it'll be Cougar basketball. We got 2:51 left to play in the game. And time's called. They're trying to wipe up the sweat all over the floor. Apparently the floor really sticky in that middle part. I think that's where the scramble for the ball a few minutes ago was going. And by the way, thanks for the water to my good buddy JoJo Avila working the game here tonight. And making sure everybody's taken care of. And Cougars inbound the ball and nearly traveled. Eason puts up the jump hook in for two. Sam Eason with 6 points now. And back up to a 9-point game. Over to Gilliard, inside to Isaac, up and in for two, and gets the foul. Anthony Isaac now with 20 points. That's Eason, his second. And now let's see if Isaac can hit this one here. That would cut it to a 6-point game. And he missed it. The lead is still 7 for the Cougars. 73-66. And it's up ahead as Bucks go to full court press. And over to Eason. Puts up the shot, misses. And knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Buccaneer basketball. And Gilliard will inbound it to Neal. Over to Miller, back to Neal. Neal over to Isaac, back to Neal, over to Gilliard. Buck's trying to get inside, but being well guarded by the Cougars. Over to Gilliard. Gilliard got a fire on a three, just short. And the Cougars will maintain possession as we're down to a minute 40. Bucks trailing by seven. Bucks still have two timeouts to work with. And I mean, the Cougars just draining that shot clock as much as they can. And Anderson down to four, three, and he puts up the shot and he hit it. And that makes it back to a 9-point game with a minute 10. And over to Isaac. Isaac loses the basketball over to Gilliard. Now back out to Neal. Neal inside. He was going for Charles. Isaac caught the deflected pass. And we're going to get a foul call underneath the basket. That's going to be an Eason. That'll be his third. And the Bucks are going to call for a timeout, and it'll be a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. Coastal Bend leads at 75-66. Back after we hear 60 seconds with the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
All right, back we go here. We got 57.7 seconds left. Bucks are trailing 75-66 to the Coastal Bend Cougars. Anthony Isaac at the free throw line trying to trim that lead. And he misses the free throw and recovered by the Cougars. And Bucks trying to foul, and they are going to get the foul call on Gilliard. And so that'll send Reese Allen to the free throw line. 50 point, or actually, or did they have one to give? They must have had one to give. It's on the. But the clock stopped with 50.4 seconds. Inbounds. And Anderson, as he's falling down, calls a timeout. And for the Cougars, I think that is their. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll just stay right here. But yeah, Cougars leading 75-66 over the Buccaneers. Bucks have played better. If they wouldn't have dug the. I mean, it's going to be hard to get overcome this 9-point lead in 44 seconds. But really, if you have to look back on why the Bucks would not win this game, the first half, they just did not came out flat, didn't shoot the ball well. And also, free throw shooting has not been very well either tonight. And those are things they're going to have to work on as they get ready for further conference play. And inbounds pass. And double team is Anderson. Works his way through. And we're going to get a jump ball, and it's going to belong to the Buccaneers. but took a little too much time out of the clock. 38.4 seconds. Bucks need threes. And Miller in the corner. Three-pointer! Reese Miller. Miller now with 11 points in the game. It's back to a six-point. And the Bucks will call it. They're going to call a timeout. Waiting for the signal. Is it a 30 or is it a full? It's a 30-second timeout. Clock has stopped with 34 seconds left in the game. Well, after what was looking like a blowout, the Bucks are trying to make it interesting here in the final minutes of the ball game. You remember at one point, Coastal Bend was up by 18, and the Bucks have cut it to a six-point lead. Now trying to see if they can finish the job here. Though not a lot, wish we had a couple more minutes left on the clock, because not a lot of time up there. They're going to need a lot to happen to try to pull this rabbit out of the hat. And a quick foul there. And it's a Coleman Patrick Neal, that'll be his third. And the 17th foul on the Bucks for this half. That'll send Jeremiah Anderson to the free throw line. Anderson with 19 points tonight. Make it 20. And Miller checking back in for Mosley. And Moncrief going to check in for Eason. And he makes both free throws. 77-69. Neal drives, lays it up and in for two. Both teams are out of timeouts. So Bucks have got to try to foul. And Anderson breaks three. We're down to 20 seconds. And Miller finally gets a hold of him. Well, they ran. And that's the first foul on Miller. But it's going to send Anderson to the line. We have 18.4 seconds left. Time is called. So once again, they're having to clean the floor here. And he hits the free throw. That'll push it back up to a seven-point game. And he nailed them both. I tell you what, that kid just hasn't hardly missed tonight. Bucks back the other way. And they're going to give it to Gilliard. Gilliard driving, has the shot blocked by Moncrief out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 12 seconds left. Bucks to their credit, haven't given up. They're still fighting. Miller puts up the shot, misses. And a rebound, and that should do it. And your final score here, it's going to be the Coastal Bend Cougars 79, Blinn Buccaneers 71. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, and back we go here to the Cruzy Center. Doug Brown with you on this Wednesday night. And your final score, the Coastal Bend Cougars win it 79-71. And for the Buccaneers, they actually were trailing by 10 at halftime, 38-28. Actually outshot Coastal Bend 43-41 in the second half, but just couldn't cut that gap. Anthony Isaac leading the Buccaneers with 20 points. Also, Patrick Neal with 15 points. Reese Miller with 11 points off the bench. Messiah Gilliard with 10. Jameen Charles with 7. Jaden Johnson with 6. And so next up, our next broadcast will be coming your way on Friday night as we've got the Brenham Cubs and the Lake Creek Lions. That'll get underway 6:30 for the start time, 6:15 pregame. And we'll keep you up to date as far as Blinn baseball on Saturday. But right now, that's planned for a 1 o'clock start time, 12:35 pregame. And that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Cortland back at the studios for helping me bring this one to you. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.